While some people are indeed looking forward to a spring and summer full of baseball, others want to hold on to winter and the games they can play in the snow. Michael Ivey has this report on a new popular winter activity.
If you're not a skier, you probably don't think about the fact that long after spring has sprung, it's still winter at the nation's ski resorts. Well, these days, ski resorts from Maine to North Carolina, Virginia to Washington State, ain't just for skiers. Just go to Snowshoe, a resort high in the mountains of West Virginia, and ask Kathy Smith, a vacationing customer service representative from Roanoke, Virginia.
We're a tubing! And we're having lots and lots of fun racing down the slopes and the hills, avoiding collisions.
Have you had luck avoiding collisions?
Yes, I have so far. But one of my friends, she kind of popped out on one of her runs, but she's okay, and we're still having fun.
Kathy's talking about snow tubing. What's snow tubing? Well, here's how it works. You start with the mountain, add snow, then you take this machine called a snowcat. It's like a snow bulldozer. And you cut or sculpt lanes like bobsled runs. Now, these are the tracks that you tube on. At Snowshoe, they have 5 of these lanes. Some have jumps, some turns, and some are like jumping off of an 8-story building. Then you add people. $10 for 2 hours is pretty much the going rate around the country for snow tubing. And that 10 bucks gets you a big tube, and this is the best part, a lift ticket.
Hop in there, bud. Hi, Jesse. I'm the hooker, I guess would be what you call it.
Bob Charleboy.
They hand me the rubber ring that's attached to their inner tube, and I put it on the hook that goes by. Ooh. And it pulls them on up the hill.
There we go.
We're going to the hill.
When you go snow tubing, basically you have the perfect place to go sledding or tubing. And you never have the physical exertion of walking up a hill. Well, this allows people of all shapes, sizes, and ages to play together.
Well, we're out here with my wife and my grandchildren.
Jim Hammond is from Buchanan, West Virginia.
And we're having one heck of a time. It's a good place to be. First time I ever done in my life. But it is really nice. It's really nice.
Lanes 1, 2, and 3.
Up at the top of the tubing hill, Dave Warner directs traffic and helps gravity along a bit.
I'm pulling these ladies, getting them a good start so they'll get a start.
You've got to be able to do it in order to feel it. I mean, you know, the speed, just going down, it's wonderful.
Anwar and Saima Siddiqui are doctors from Baltimore, Maryland.
It's different. We have never done this before. It's different.
It's just wild. And you don't need to have any skills. You just slip. You just let it go, you know. You don't have to have any skills for this. For anybody who hasn't done this before, you know, it's just awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. It was very good. It is really of very high speed, and I've never done this before, so it's really good.
For NPR News, this is Michael Ivey at Snowshoe Mountain, West Virginia, flying down the side of a mountain.